because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 11th of December. Prepper tip of the day. It's 2 books I recommend. I've read both of them. I think they're excellent books. The first is titled Boston's Gun Bible. The author is a pseudonym, pen name, Boston, middle initial T, Party, Boston T, Party. The other book is The Ultimate Sniper, updated and expanded version by Major John Plaster. Excellent books. I believe you'll be glad, very glad you got them and keep them in your library permanently. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And we're talking about firearms. This is Firearms Monday. And I went back to Drudge just now, Jimmy, to see what the update is on the New York subway bomber. There's a photograph of this guy laying here with the paramedics treating him, who didn't know how to properly construct a bomb here and blow himself up. Thank goodness he, you know, the average Muslim IQ is about 75, so they're not terribly bright people, and I'm glad that this guy was not was incompetent in building his. His bomb and wasn't able to blow himself up along with a bunch of innocent people. Okay, we're having a kind of a wide range of discussion here, and Glenn's been contributing. Glenn, do you have anything else to add before you move on, sir?
Not to that, no. Just the only concern is I don't want to see too much gun policy coming out of the Fed. But the other thing I was going to mention was... about this Jerusalem capital in Israel thing, I think it's a real tempest in a teapot, and they know it. I think it'll settle down. Erdogan of Turkey offered some objections, but it doesn't seem like, you know, this is going to be that much. The real issues in Jerusalem are Palestine and the Temple Mount, and the Temple Mount is still controlled by the Jordanian-based organization called the Waqf. So, you know, all this... tempest in a teapot thing about Jerusalem, it has something to do with national identity and the way people view Jerusalem, but pragmatically, it's not going to change a whole lot. And I'm, you know, much more concerned about Temple Mount policy and the treatment of the Palestinians. And those are going to be ongoing for some time. All right, thank you, gentlemen. Have a good week.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
Okay, Jimmy, let's go ahead and give our firearms tip of the week again, because this is the second hour. We got a lot of new listeners the second hour.
Right. I was just getting ready to step over to that. Ladies and gentlemen, unconventional shooting stances. We had some very good discussions and everything at the gun show, and the backstory is a good friend of ours was talking to a young lady, and she was talking about her training. But Clark had asked her, you know, how about shooting under your car? And it caught the young lady off guard. And what he was referring to is there is an incident coming, and let's say that you're in a parking garage or a car dealership, Walmart parking lot, I don't care where. We've talked about the difference between concealment and cover. Concealment is hiding behind the trunk of the car where bullets can come through and still harm you or your family. Cover is being at the engine end of the car where there are items between the shooter and you to help mitigate injury. Now, learn and in your practice and everything, shooting from a low position, and I mean low, laying on the ground, laying on your side, a modified prone position, shooting under your car. The aspect that we're trying to get here is the first rule of a gunfight is don't get shot. So if you want to prevent yourself or at least lessen the chance of being shot, you have cover. And cover is typically going to put you in a low position, because if you aim around the front of the car or over the car, before you ever see the target, you're going to be exposing yourself. So learn, one of the tricks is to take a couple of ammo cans or a couple of center tile blocks, anything like that. Put them on the edge of your shooting lane. Put anything you want on top of it. It can be a pipe, it can be a board, it can be a broomstick. The purpose is that all of your shooting has to be done underneath that level. So once you get that aspect worked out, lower the target. I mean, lower the barricade a bit. And the main thing that you're going to overcome in a situation like this, especially if you're using a scoped weapon, if you're laying on your side, you're not going to be able to shoulder it properly. So you're going to come, let's go to rifles for a moment here. You're not going to be able to shoulder it properly. You're going to have to come up with a better support configuration. Fists work great. I think you can use that and think around it a little bit. But the biggest thing that is going to play with your brain is now your elevation is windage, and your windage is elevation. So it pays, ladies and gentlemen, that once you get done with your normal training and everything, start throwing some caveats in there. Spend at least 20 or 30 minutes doing things differently. Shooting offhand. If you're a right-handed shooter, shoot left-hand. Shoot low. Shoot laying on your side. Shoot laying flat. And in the handgun training, one thing that I always do to people is I have them holster their weapon, and I mimic punching them in the chest or in the face and knocking them down to where they're laying on their back and tell them to draw their weapon and engage the target. If your holster is in the back, where some people carry it in the small of their back, drawing the weapon is practically impossible without having to roll all around. A holster on the side, on your strong side, at belt level, is difficult. You'll find out that if you use a cross draw, problem solved. But again, the tip of the day is unorthodox shooting positions and shooting stances. So something to play with and work on. other thing too, John, and when you said it, it clicked. John Klaster's book, The Ultimate Sniper, is no longer in production. The number of books that are out there right now is what is left. Paladin Press, the company that produced that book for years, is out of business now. They went out of business December the 1st, John.
Right, right. It's a loss to all of us in the Patriot community. They did a good
it
job
really is.
For decades, and it is truly a loss. And I hope somebody will pick up the mantle and take their place. But I assume there were some attempts to sell the company before they went out of business. But, yeah, it's a shame. And the prices of The Ultimate Sniper, of course, going used on Amazon will dramatically increase, I'm sure.
Right. The MSRP right now, when they updated the book 2 years ago, it went this gives you an idea, ladies and gentlemen, of how dedicated these people were to their customers. They totally redid the book. They fixed some typographical errors in it. There were a couple of things where a couple of the paragraphs had minor jumbles in them. And after you read it about the third time, you realized what happened and corrected it in your own brain. But when they did all that work to reset the type and get everything up and running, they increased the price from $65 to $72. And most people that I know of that had done that much work to redo and put out a new edition, they would have added, you know, it should have been probably around $80 to $100 just because of the value of that book. So, ladies and gentlemen, following John's tip, before lunch today, I would go online and look to see what's available. We have one copy left. When I got the notice that they were going to be closing down, Teresa and I increased our inventory, and of course, word is spread, so we're down to one copy in the store right now. And I'm trying desperately to find a source for at least a few more. But I would recommend following John's advice, go Amazon, Books A Million, whatever, and anything that, if you can find the book at $72 or less, grab it.
You won't. On Amazon, Jimmy. Right. On Amazon, used copies start at $75. New copies start at $90. So,
okay.
That's where we are with that.
The move has already started. So, before they are no longer available anywhere except as collector's items, ladies and gentlemen, now's the time to act if you haven't already. And, it is a phenomenal book, John. Now, there is a new book out that we've been carrying for about 2 years. I had the opportunity to talk with the author, and in fact, he sent me a copy to proofread and see if I saw any glaring errors. If any one of our listeners used to watch a series that was on called Top Shot, and it was a firearms competition, ladies and gentlemen, and you had the contestants. The contestants all used the identical weapon, not identical model, identical weapon, and were placed into different shooting scenarios, and the purpose was to see who was the top shot. Not comparing match-built rifles to off-the-shelf or rack grade. It was the same weapon between each individual. There was a young man on there that he actually won the competition, I think it was the second or third year. But John, and you can find it on YouTube, and it's under 1,000-yard whole-bore offhand hit. The young man is on the range, 1,000-yard range, and he's on his rifle. He's already done the math in his head and everything, and he does a 1,000-yard whole-bore first shot hit on a steel target offhand.
Yep. I've seen that. I've personally watched that. I've got the steel plate that a friend of mine, he's been on the show several times, Sam Andrews. He did that with a custom cartridge that he developed, a 30 caliber Wolf. And I've still got the steel plate with a hole through it from 1,000 yards. Offhand, first shot.
Well, that's the young man that wrote this book. And the title, and we carry it in the store, it's called The Handbook, Long Range Shooter's Handbook on the Basics. And that's the magic word, basics. This young man has got the ability to write, John, in a manner that where John Plaster is an excellent, excellent instructor, he has a problem that I have. And when you're describing a complex or complicated firing solution and how to arrive to it, it gets very complicated. And the my Theodore dog is glad to see me back from the gun show. It's his tail jumping on the floor.
I hear that. I thought you had
he's just a very
that.
Happy
now
puppy.
This is the book you're describing, the author is Ryan Kluckner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well,
ladies
it looks
and
like
gentlemen, it's a $24.99 book.
Right.
And it is excellent because he goes through every aspect of long-range shooting and the math involved, the techniques, everything involved to do the shot, but he puts it down into everyday language to where you do not get frustrated. That is John and mine's biggest dilemma that we have with students in any manner of the shooting sports or the gun culture is our students get frustrated because John can do what he is describing without thought. I can do what I'm describing without thought. It's mechanical. And we can make adjustments on the fly. The student can't do that. They don't have the knowledge base built in and the years of experience to make adjustments, to be a perfect example. Whenever we're doing long-range shooting, I teach my students, do not dial in wind corrections on the scope. You can dial in spin drift or Coriolis corrections, which is another whole topic, ladies and gentlemen. But wind, never dial it in because wind is not constant. And if you go through your firing solution and it says that you need to hold 82 inches to the right to compensate for the wind, and you dial that in on your scope, and you're looking at your target, getting ready to squeeze, and you're watching the flags, say it's in a competition, and you're watching the range flags, and they're standing out straight, and just about the time that your finger starts to touch the trigger, all the flags go slack.
Oh, yes.
Because the wind just quit. You've dialed this in, and now, if it's a timed event, you've just shot yourself in the foot, pun intended. Because you now have to take this in out that you just dialed in. I teach, and my method and everything, is when you're doing wind correction, to do it with the mid dots that are in the scope, or other measurements that are built into the scope. There are several different types of scope reticles, mil dot, duplex, P4 sniper, MOA. Depending on your scope, I teach to hold off. That way, if the flags simply die, ladies and gentlemen, you pull it over and you hold dead on.
There you go.
Or to whatever minor correction you've got. This young man, Mr. Kluckner, has got ability to put that down to where you go, yeah, that works, instead of what did he say? And Plaster, I love his books. I've watched his videos, had the opportunity to shake his hand and introduce myself at a Cabela's in Denver many years ago.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few...
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th day of December. The year is quickly getting away from us here. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. And if you have any question or comment, this is Firearms Monday. Give us a call, 800-313-9443. I was looking at the review of that book you mentioned there, Jimmy, on Amazon. It looks like an excellent book that I'm probably going to go ahead and add it to my library, and I thank you for mentioning it.
Oh, it is. And the young man, ladies and gentlemen, I have to explain something here. John is very well aware of it, and Tim is very well aware of it. For lack of a better term, I'm an old fart. So anyone younger than Noah is a kid to me. So that's where I get off on calling these, you know, young men and kids and stuff like that. It absolutely no degradation to them or anything. It's actually it's a appreciation of having someone to be able to come in and take my spot in life and what I do and do it better than I did. And that's what I always hope. Whenever we train, that is my true standard, is to find someone that can replace me and do a better job of it than I do. So this young man, though, he is a phenomenal writer in the fact that he puts it down so simply, John. We were talking about plaster and everything. I think I have read everything that he's done up to and including a very hard to get, in fact, a guy told me almost impossible, it's Plaster's Field Notes. And it's literally a diary of notes that he made when he was with Training Cadre. And different situations that he would run to with students, overcoming this or that or whatever. And this was basically a diary that he had just jotted down and someone had actually published. It was a limited publication. I think it was Paladin that actually did it. But, I think it was over a year or something. They'd only sold like 4 copies and 2 of them were mine. But excellent, excellent notes. But the guy does, just like I talk sometimes, have the ability to take the mundane and often quite simple and get it complicated to the point that everybody just is flustered.
You're talking about
ladies
plaster.
And gentlemen, if, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I could see where a lot of people could take it that way, yes.
But he's teaching, he's old school like we are, John. And the students that came into their shooting programs, they had already proved themselves and had requested to be, you know, on the shooting team or as a sniper or marksman or whatever particular class that they were running, and had the, I guess, the realization that even though they made it to the class, if they weren't progressing to the point that the cadre expected in the first week or two, they could be bumped out and sent home. And nowadays, and I was, one of our real good friends, he's a recruiter for the Army over in Alamogordo. We were discussing how his job is doing because he's getting ready to finish that assignment and go to Korea for a year. And he's actually looking forward, John, to going to Korea because dealing with students in high schools and everything have given this young man of 35, I think he is, gray hair. Trying to explain what the Army is and what a military life is to high school students has aged this young man. So it's kind of an inside joke, ladies and gentlemen, when John and I are talking about someone looking forward to drawing an assignment to Korea over what they've been doing. You can only imagine how frustrating what they've been doing is. But ladies and gentlemen, on your training aspect and everything, the best advice that I've ever given anyone is if you're with a group and like an Appleseed, for example, and it's Sunday and everybody's running the AQTs, and which is Army Qualification Test, and you're getting frustrated and you know you can shoot better and it appears that your scores are going down instead of up, park the rifle, go back, get you something to drink, cup of coffee, soda, big bottle of water, whatever. You'll find at least one of the instructors sitting on the back of the range right there of the shooters, just watching, and just sit down beside them, and you don't have to say anything at all. Just take a break from a couple of runs on it and watch. Let your body calm down. Let your brain kind of disengage, because what you're doing unintentionally and subconsciously is you're forcing yourself.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th of December. We're close to wrapping up our big year here of our listeners. That's you guys out there. Finding images of continents with new coastlines on TV shows and movies. It's a long list. With what we found so far, I wouldn't be surprised to see a double or even triple. The images are right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Going back to the early to mid-1950s of all things. If you find another one, get that image to me, a screen capture. You get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. Let's keep that moving forward. It's a lot of fun. Also, my website, of course, on Energy Cleaners. We're getting caught up this week. We've had some issues with the holiday rush. And UPS screwed up getting a bunch of mattress pads to me. That's being corrected today. So we're getting everything out the door this week and ready to take fresh orders on energy cleaners and mattress pads. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. A good portion of my orders these days are people getting a gift for a sibling, spouse, one of their children or their parents. Hang in there, Jimmy. And So get yourself an energy cleaner. They're only $285 shipping included, with a great money-back guarantee on them. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or you can send me a check at my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments, this is Firearms Monday. The call number is 800-313-9443. And we're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, who's with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. I got a note here, Jimmy, that you got to take a quick look at the IDF soldiers dancing to Keisha. It's pretty funny, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and I figured I'd had to send that out to everybody.
It's, you know, if you didn't know, didn't see the little title below it, you would think these guys are really on a combat patrol, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it looks, I mean, their spacing, their movement.
It's authentic. I mean,
and then when the music starts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a little humor goes a long way. And the name of the music is TikTok by Keisha.
Yeah, and it's... one of those things, ladies and gentlemen, humor is indeed the best medicine. We were discussing right there before the break. I was saying that using the Appleseed as an example, that you're on the Sunday AQTs and going for your rifleman score and your scores are going down instead of going up. The only person to blame for that, ladies and gentlemen, is yourself. You're pushing yourself. So this is the same with handgun training, tactical training, anything like that. Once you start getting frustrated, your learning curve stops. And I've had some people say, well, it diminishes. No, I think it actually stops because you're pushing yourself. Every minor change in score in the wrong direction, your frustration gets bigger. And I do this a lot of times with people at Appleseed. I'll see that they're excellent and they're doing great and it's getting worse. Go over and take them to the side. Sit down. We'll not even be talking about the AQT or how they're doing or anything else. We'll discuss something, you know, how's the kids doing? You know, understand your daughter's in college and everything. Does she like it? Blah, blah, blah. And get the mind off of it. Relax for a few minutes, have some coffee, soda, water, whatever it is you drink, and set out a couple of them and then go back. You'll be amazed because it's kind of a reset button for your brain. And in training and everything, I've seen people spend ungodly amounts of money on training, and a first-time student just smokes them. They don't even have a snowball's chance of doing better than this new person, and it drives them buggy. And it's all because if they get to that frustrating level and they don't stop, and they start amplifying bad habits. And John and I have discussed it many, many times. You want to develop muscle memory, and what muscle memory is when you pull up anything, rifle, handgun, shotgun, your muscle memory takes over. You automatically get your cheek weld without thinking about it. You automatically get your sight alignment without thinking about it. And that allows the shooter to focus on the target and shot placement. If you're in it, going back to the Appleseed, if you're shooting AQTs, getting frustrated, then you're starting to impart bad habits into your muscle memory. Do it with handguns, do it with any kind of training there is, ladies and gentlemen. So once you notice your score automatically starting to dip, that's the first sign to take a break, sit back. Don't even think about what you're doing. Don't even think about the targets. Don't start trying to analyze yourself. Think of something entirely different. You know, your great-great-great-granddog's special recipe for barbecue chicken. I don't care. But let your mind go into reset and then go back out, start with the fundamentals, focus on the basics, and continue. And you'll find out that you do much better. I'm sure you see that all the time with people trying to qualify for a concealed carry, John.
Well, we move through, and it's a mixed bag. Men who've had decades of experience, women who've had some but not a lot of experience, people who have health issues and hand strength issues, and sometimes I got people that are as skilled as I am, and I will turn them into an assistant instructor to help out as needed. But so I give individual instruction as necessary. The people who aren't having any issues, I try to make sure that I have, when I shoot two shooters at a time, that one shooter will be experienced, competent, and the other one is more likely to need help. So I can give help as necessary to the shooter that needs it, while the competent shooter can get that lead down range and not need anything except maybe a minor pointer here or there.
Right.
So I try to avoid having two shooters that need help on the range at the same time.
Exactly. And one of the techniques that we use at Appleseed and everything is we team individuals up. One and two and three and four, they take these two shooters and put them together. Now, if they are father-son, mother-daughter, brother-sister, husband-wife, we split them. We get a non-related individual with them. And we go through the dry fire drill, and they will have their magazine laying there, and all the ammunition will be laying on the ground, and the shooter, it gets a steady hold factor. Typically we'll do this in prone position, get the shooter in prone position ready to go, and their partner will load the magazine for them and charge the weapon. And in doing so, the shooter will be looking down away from the rifle itself, and they will not know if their partner put a live round in or it's an empty chamber. And they will go through all of their steady hold factors and everything and take the shot at the target. Sometimes it will be a dry fire. Sometimes it will be a live round. But what we're doing is the instructors will be with them for the first part, and then we allow them just to critique each other. And they're looking for the common problems, trigger position, dragging wood, death grip on the forestock, all the things that can make a shot not good. They're looking over and diagnosing each other. Now, the caveat is once you're done with your partner, they're going to do it to you. So that just gives you an idea how hard you want to make this on them. And like you're saying with your assistant instructors, this puts each one of them into an assistant instructor position, but also allows them to understand more fully the drawbacks of dragging wood, jerking the trigger, no follow through, whatever. And it becomes a team effort on it. Ladies and gentlemen, your shooting partner can be your best friend and your best instructor on the range. If you've got the basics down, you sit there and watch them shoot, they watch you shoot. And by doing the loading the magazine and charging the weapon, the shooter doesn't know, like I said, if it's a live round or it's going to be a dry fire. But that one automatically, John, picks up flinches. And it's amazing how an experienced shooter that's been shooting forever, they're shooting a .22 rifle on a 25-yard range, and they'll flinch. That is the most embarrassing thing in the world to happen to a shooter, ladies and gentlemen. Especially one that's got time under their belt. And get your partner together. Go out there and practice together. Practice unorthodox shooting platforms. Practice weak side shooting. Last week we talked about becoming fully familiar with your spouse, significant other, child, whatever's handgun. And this is the time of year, ladies and gentlemen, for New Year's resolutions. Let's all make a New Year's resolution to improve our shooting ability and our technique. And it's a simple one, because if you can get to the range once a week, great. If you can get to the range once a month, fantastic. You're still getting to the range.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a very doable one, John.
It is. It is, absolutely. And with ammunition getting back down to reasonable prices, there's no excuse anymore, is there?
No. There are still some of those out there, ladies and gentlemen, at local shops that bought their 22 ammunition when prices were high, and they are refusing to take a loss on it. I guess it would be the only way to put it. They're refusing to come down on the price because they know what they paid for it during the scare. To those individuals, I have two suggestions. One, take the loss and build a better client relationship. Or two, use it yourself and go out and practice. Because sitting there waiting for the golden moment that the man will pay anything for a box of 22 ammo, I think is dead and gone.
No, that's we can't prognosticate the future. Just suck it up and get on with life, basically.
Yep. I saw a guy at the gun show in Ruidoso. He had 50-round boxes of 22 mag for $38 a box.
Oh, come on.
He didn't sell any of them.
I
bet. But that's what he had paid. He had paid for those back in the crunch when everybody was hoarding ammo, and
right,
it was expensive. And I just walked by and looked at it and looked at the price, and I'm going, keep an eye on this guy and see what the price comes down to before he can sell it, because there were guys just down from him that had 50-round boxes of Winchester 22 mag, and I think it was like $12 and something.
I was going to say around 10 or so, 12. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, well, live and learn.
Oh, well, such is life.
Yep.
But ladies and gentlemen, we're John and I will be having the first show of the year within just a few weeks, and think about
4 weeks from today.
And
4 weeks. Well, we'll probably not. I doubt we'll have a live show on January 1st, which would be a Monday. If there is, I'll be here, because it's not a big deal for me. But, maybe my it's probably
I'll
a bit
be
early.
Here as well.
My engineer to know whether we'll do a live show or not. But
well,
so
we'll just
5 weeks
tell Sam to show up and then lock the door when he's done.
Well, it's 4 weeks from today. It'll be the 1st of January. Yep.
So think about your New Year's resolutions, ladies and gentlemen. The purpose of a New Year's resolution is to make a change in your life, normally for the better. And look at your calendars ahead of time. Just start planning it out. Leon is a great example, ladies and gentlemen. He spends a lot of time at Front Sight when he can, and he plans it around his family as a trip for the family. They go out, they go camping, they go through their training there and everything. They spend evening hours together as a family. Start using his example. Teresa and I are going to be doing the same thing this year. Now that she's fully retired, we're going to make changes. Spending more time together is always great, but also doing things that we haven't been able to do together for a long time. So start thinking about your resolutions now, and maybe your resolution is going to be to start reloading just for one caliber. Maybe it's going to be to learn long-range precision. or even long-range shooting. There's a difference. We'll cover that next time. But look at your training schedule and look at your ammo needs and start planning accordingly. Because any improvement that you make on your shooting ability or your family member's shooting ability is insurance. And by that, I mean it's insurance in the fact that you're improving survivability of yourself, your family, your friends, those around you that mean something.
And you turn yourself into an instructor that you can teach the people that you need to teach.
Exactly.
And, hold that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th of December, visiting with Jimmy Gensling. His website's DesertEagleShooters.com. All right, we're down to about the last 3 minutes here, Jimmy.
Yep, and hopefully we didn't disrupt the show as we were going through. All during the show, since we got in late last night from the gun show, doing to go into back surgery here in about 5 hours for a procedure. So all during the show, between breaks and stuff, I've been repacking a few things and moving a few things around, so hopefully we didn't disrupt our listeners. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting down to that time. We've all talked about it, discussed it from time to time. This little incident this morning in New York. These people have been threatening this to the United States for a long time. I'm much afraid that some of them are emboldened more because we've got a president now that doesn't take dirt off nobody. And, you know, this may be an interesting few weeks, John. So keep your training above all else, ladies and gentlemen. Keep up with your training. Keep very, very aware of everything around you. Don't get into a lackadaisical attitude. If you're shopping, if you're in crowds, just don't go in there fearful, but go in observant, because John and I want to keep all of our listeners for a very long time, and because it's all part of family. So what are your thoughts on that, John?
Well, I agree. People need to keep their situational awareness up, work on their training. It's a constant process, and just do that. Be diligent and work on your training. Work on the basics. Get the basics squared away, real solid, and then move on from there.
Exactly. And your trainees and ladies and gentlemen, if you're doing something that doesn't seem to work, change it. That's the reason for training. Nothing is set in stone. And you cannot be expected to perform at one standard when either lack of experience or possible lack of movement, flexibility, things like that prevent it. Find ways around things. The most impressive thing is to sit there and look like you're out of shape and look like you might be inexperienced. And then on a score of a possible 100, you're shooting 96s, and all the young bucks are looking at you going, what?
All right.
It's always fun, John.
It is. It is, absolutely. Well, I don't want to be cut off by the music here, Jimmy. It's been a good show, as always. Look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
We will be here, sir. And everybody enjoy the week and have a great time. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Okay, we've got a full week ahead of us, as usual. Tomorrow morning, we'll have open lines the first hour, Leon Green the second hour. Professor McKinney will be with us Wednesday. I'm not sure about Tim Spencer being with us Thursday. If he's up to it, we will have Tim. Don Kubley's off getting a dome set up all over the planet, and so we're not sure about Don Thursday. Okay, this is it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.